It's time for the forecast.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Welcome to the forecast, a podcast like no other.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? About nothing.
The Forecast, sponsored by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse is redefining how you view real estate by eliminating the typical commission structure of 6 or 7% to sell your home.
List your home for $2,495 plus 3% and still get full service.
Check out charterhouseiowa.com to learn more.
There's only one thing I value in this world, Stephen, and that's loyalty. And without it, you're nothing. You have no one. It's the only currency you can count on.
Now, please welcome your hosts, Mark Charter and Chris Williams.
Sit down.
I think you may have something here.
Praise the Lord, it's podcast time. We have started, by the way.
Oh, we're on.
Yeah, we're on.
Okay. Nick, sorry, I was just reading a text from a client.
Nick's here, and he wanted me to start off by saying praise the Lord.
I'm going to try not to cough 100 times. I hate it.
Are you sick?
Nah, I'm on the tail end.
What did you have?
Mucus in my chest cavity.
You sound like absolute dog crap.
He informed us all the other day that it was finally moving. He was able to hack it up now. It was,
you know, that dry cough where you cough and you get nothing? It doesn't catch. Yeah.
That's
on this episode of Walking Dead.
Exactly that.
Never seen it.
But then you reach that day where it starts to break up a little bit. So when you cough, you actually can get some loogies out. Yeah, that's the stage I'm in.
Yeah. And then you're just hawking loogies.
Oh, yeah. But it feels good. Feels like you're getting somewhere.
The grossest thing I've ever had, because that's gross.
You've had many things.
So, but when I had the scarlet fever, my eardrum burst.
Because
it's, you know, it all works. And my freaking ear was leaking fluid for like 3 weeks. So I remember that year, I was at Size House of Trivia. This was like 2 weeks after the scarlet fever. And I had to carry around a handkerchief because fluid was coming out of – I'm shaking people's hands. I'm like, hold on. I got to drain my ear. It was awful.
So my question is, where does that fluid come from? Because there's only so much of your body that's above your ears, right?
Yeah.
So does it come upwards from somewhere else?
It was definitely brain fluid.
I don't know, but it was freaking disgusting. That's all I know.
Did it smell?
No. It was just like water.
Okay. So it might have been. We're made up of what? 80% water, right? Just like the earth.
Man, that was a bad deal.
Well, we're glad you made it past scarlet fever.
Hey, real quick, before we get in, are you going to come to the basketball party tomorrow night?
Maybe.
You should come.
Where's it at?
Whiskey River. And I can tell you that all of the special guests, since it's a Friday night, are bringing their families, so it'd be a good time to bring like Seton.
Yeah.
Bring the kids. Bring Katie.
Is there a rumor that Peeve Schroem will be there?
It's not a rumor. He will be there.
Okay.
Peeve Schroem.
Like Schmatt Campbell when he shows up.
Peeve Schroem is excited because he's bringing his boy Sass.
Nice. I like that kid's got his own seat at Hilton. Talked about
it's going to be really low key. We're going to do it a little differently than most. Like, it's just going to be super chill.
You're not emceeing it on the mic?
No, I'll do that, but it'll be just really chill.
Do you hate weeks like this when news breaks of anything related to Campbell and jobs and stuff?
Dude, I hate this week, period, because we have that tomorrow. We have a game watch on Saturday at Buzzard Billy's, which I welcome you all to come and join us. I'll be there for that one.
Yep.
And then women's basketball starts tonight, and the whole Campbell Browns mania. Yeah, it's just been a bitch of a week.
Do you?
Not bad. It's just a lot going on.
Do you feel an obligation? I don't even know if that's the right word. When stuff like this happens, to even reach out to Campbell and ask?
No. I was with him for an hour on Tuesday.
I mean, the thought of him going to the Browns sounds really unlikely, but, you know, it's kind of what you do.
Damn it, Mark.
What?
Now I walk in here, literally the first thing I hear is, hey, is Campbell going to the Browns?
Well, I did my part. I discouraged him on Twitter from – I told him he looks bad in brown. So, you know, I said –
And he is a big fan of the podcast, so perhaps that will –
Well, I also said we're in trouble if the Raiders job comes open because he loves black. Loves it. Hmm.
Yeah. That job ain't coming open. Gruden's got a 10-year contract.
He does, but he's not doing well.
They can't fire him. They're the poorest franchise in the NFL.
They're moving to Vegas, baby. That place prints money. They'll be fine.
He will not get fired within like 4 years, I promise.
By the way, you being as hot as you are in your picks reminds me of the opposite of Vegas.
Smoking hot. 29-11 now.
Vegas sportsbooks just had their most profitable month. I can't remember how far back. In a long, long time. Killed people. You know, 500-something million, which is a ton for Vegas. The last time...
It's because I'm not there.
The last time Vegas... the last time Vegas... lost a month. Yeah, thanks, bud. The last time Vegas lost a month, I think, was July of 2013.
Wow.
And they lost $584,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, if they would just listen to your picks.
Did you hear mine on Monday night? I threw in a lock.
Yeah. What was it?
The Warriors.
Yes.
To cover the Bulls. And they scored 92 in the first half.
Why would you do that against your boy Fred, man?
Well,
where's the loyalty?
I'm actually, you see it.
I did. And I watched about every Bulls game these days, and I know, like, there's three starters out, and I know how poorly they play defense even with their starters, and I was like, the Warriors, this ain't gonna go well.
So what you're saying is Vegas got it wrong, and you knew it.
Yeah, they absolutely got that one wrong. The line was 11.
Yeah, but was it that because it was like third game in four nights,
something like that,
on the road?
I looked into that, but I was just like, there's one team that, like, the Bulls are like a glorified college team without those three guys. Like three of their four best players are gone. Like they're just putting scrubs out there right now.
Are they long term gone or short?
No, they'll be back in like a month.
Okay.
Which that's short term in terms of the NBA, but it's still like they're gonna miss like 17 games or something like that.
That's a lot of injuries.
Put them so far behind as a team.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah, for sure.
So Schmatt Mamble's not going to Cleveland. We know that.
What do you think?
I think he's going to Cleveland?
Here's the deal. Let's just talk about it. Everybody wants to talk about it. Well, let's just talk about it. Like, it's the elephant in the room. We don't need to avoid it. Let's analyze it. Put your analyst hat on.
Well, do we get to look forward to that the whole time?
Every time you cough, I'm going to just completely
This will be the most popular podcast ever. Good Lord. So what's the question, though? Is he going to the Browns next year?
I mean, you guys are – he's a close personal friend of yours. Do you think he's going to the Browns?
He is not yet, unfortunately. Matt, I'm available, though. Numbers online. No. Because here's why. You say he listens, and he's going to listen to this. I think Matt Campbell is in this for the right reasons. And I believed him.
What do you mean the right reasons?
The right reasons, like the things that he says about what he's trying to do at Iowa State, to build something, to change a culture. It's changing, but it's not done. He doesn't strike me as the guy that's like, F that, dude. Here's the better opportunity, and I'm out. This world is full of people that jump at the better opportunity and don't give a shit about what they leave behind.
Whoa.
I don't think that's him. Now, if he moves, I'm not going to be, screw Schmatt Mamble. You know, he let us all down.
Schmatt.
You know, because, hey, ultimately it's his life. It's his family. He's going to decide what he needs to do. But I think I don't think he did the Chizik on us and gave us bogus coach speak. I think he actually wants to change it. And he is. He's doing great things. I don't think there's any question about that. But I think he wants to get Iowa State where, you know, every time the preseason rankings come out, we're not – 9th or 10th, you know, we've got a chance to go to the Big 12 championship game every year. And I think that will happen, but we're not there yet.
I think they're going to go this year.
So is he going to be there at Iowa State forever? No, I don't think that. I don't think that. But is there a good chance he's there 3, 4, 5 more years? I hope so. I certainly hope so.
Fans, it's funny because I watched this throughout all of Hoiberg watch. It's just funny how like defensive people get. When in reality, it's a really big compliment.
That people want you?
Yeah, well, that people want your guy. If he sucked, nobody would be clamoring for him.
Yeah.
But fans take – they get, like, defensive, like you just did.
Defensive about what people are saying about Campbell?
I don't know, but I could hear it in your voice and see it in your face. You were like defensive. God forbid his name.
I don't like it when people take character of somebody out of the equation.
Yeah,
they just assume of everybody that as soon as something better comes along, they're jumping ship.
I agree with you. I think like a lot of the stuff we're hearing right now is just it's NFL guys, and he will be a candidate.
Yeah.
For that job. Like, they will consider him for that job.
His name's going to pop up everywhere.
Right. Is there ever a way to stop that noise? Like, we were talking beforehand, no. Right? Like, Heacock should be on, like, a lot of radars, right? But
Heycock.
That's what I said.
But what's different about Campbell's, a lot of times when you say – when you talk about coaches' names coming up, you'd be one of the first to say – that's their agent doing their job.
Oh, a lot of times, yeah.
The agent's putting the name out there to grow their profile.
Yeah.
Campbell doesn't have one.
No, he's got this guy who's like a childhood friend who's a lawyer who does all of his like negotiating and stuff. But yeah, he doesn't have
one. I hope he's one of those guys with a nickname, like Squeeps. You know? I got Squeeps handling things for me.
Squeeps?
Just whatever, you know? He's that childhood friend that's
old squeakity beepity.
You know, he's got, old Squeeps is taking care of me back from Ohio.
Checkers is watching out for me.
Hey, I'll put it this way, because everybody keeps asking me, so I'll just I'm with you, Mark. If I had to put like a line on it, I would say like the over under for Matt Campbell is another 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that there are things that can happen that you just don't foresee, and like where Matt could. Everything he says, he does truly mean, but then like he maybe didn't know he would have an opportunity to coach the Browns that is his lifelong team. Like, he didn't watch college football growing up.
Yeah.
He watched the pros, and he sat with his dad and watched the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if – like, with Fred, we knew he wanted to be an NBA coach, and they're like, if you read his contract, you could see it.
Yeah.
I think Matt – eventually, like, to me, he seems more like a general manager type, a GM in the NFL type to me. But I think he'll be here for a long time. I really do. I think Matt will be here. And another thing, if you look at next year, now I think that there's a strong chance that David Montgomery and Hakeem Butler will both be gone.
Yeah.
Having said that, still next year's team.
Yeah.
Like, you're looking at a team this year that's got a shot right now to play for a Big 12 title. Next year's team will be the Vegas over-under on that team will be even better.
Do you think the part that's off the field matters to Schmatt Mamble?
He has an
instrumental role in helping shape lives of a lot of dudes that are under him. He has a big impact. I think back to coaches I had and still think about what they did or said to me.
Yeah.
And that matters. That matters much less in the NFL. So I think he cares about that.
I do.
The question becomes, at what level does he care? And one of the reasons I think he doesn't jump ship as fast as some people think is, who was his mentor? And that's a guy that stayed the same place forever.
Correct. And he,
those things matter.
And if you talk to Matt, like a lot of the people he really respects in the coaching world are Bill Snyder, Gary Patterson, Kirk Ferentz, you know, guys who have been, they built programs and stuff. So I completely agree with you.
So you're saying there's a chance. There's a chance, huh? That he's just going to stay for here forever.
I think so.
And we can.
Yeah, I think there's a chance. I also think there's a chance that he would consider the Browns because of his history with, that, but I just don't know. Like, again, with Fred, you knew if the right NBA thing comes, he's gone.
Yeah.
And you knew that.
Yeah.
You don't have – it's not clear with Campbell like it was with Hoiberg.
I think any coach that thinks about making that leap from college to the pros is always going to think of the Nick Saban example. It's just not that easy. It's still football, but it's different.
I do think, too, one thing, that it's just so – the NFL is so different than it was, like, when Saban tried it. Look at, like, what McVay's doing and, like, it's become a young man's game in a way, which is a lot of the reasons why a lot of people think Gruden won't work.
Yeah.
I mean, the schemes we're seeing in the NFL now are what we were watching in the Big 12 10 years ago when Art Briles and Mike Leach and all those guys were, you know, revitalizing college football.
Tearing it up.
And do you remember, though, like watching the drafts and stuff back and, oh, this kid can't do it because he played in a spread. Well, look at Patrick Mahomes now. Look at Baker Mayfield now. I think that in 5 years, all these people that used to dog the Big 12 for the no defense and all that crap, well, that's the NFL. Yep. Sit and watch like a good NFL game right now. That's what they're doing. So I think it's easier for a guy like Lincoln Riley to go coach in the NFL and have success than it was when Saban failed however many years ago. But I still don't think Matt, though, I don't know. This is what's weird. Like, he's an offensive guy, but he's not like what I'm describing. It's not Lincoln Riley. Matt is very old school, and we saw that on Saturday. And a lot of people were killing him for, why keep running Montgomery up the middle? Well, there was a reason why. And it eventually worked out. Like, punting from the 40, a lot of people don't like. Well, when you have your defense like they do,
yeah.
I mean, they were playing percentages. They said, we're going to make this rookie throw it 60 times, and we think he'll lose the game for him. Yep. And he did.
And he did.
And our guy, who's also a rookie, threw it 27 times. You know? Like, they're... The greater point is back to the NFL thing. Matt's different than a lot of the guys who are going to get tossed around with that stuff. So I don't know if that helps or hurts him. Like, I don't know if – I think Lincoln Riley is a better candidate for Cleveland than Matt is. And I'm not – I think Lincoln's a better coach, but with the Baker thing and, like, the personnel that they have, like, I think they're going to go after that type of a dude. And even if it's not Lincoln Riley, I think it'll be a guy who can utilize Baker Mayfield – in the best way. And Matt is not known for being like this crazy offensive guru yet.
They have a terrible history of hiring coaches in Cleveland lately.
Yes.
Another name I saw thrown around, which sounds crazy. Our boy Bensie over there will like this. Mike McCarthy, who a lot of people think will be out in Green Bay, bringing him on. I don't think they're going to go too far wrong in Cleveland with an established coach. Say what you want about McCarthy, he is an established coach. A lot of people liken him to Andy Reid. That, you know, Kansas City brought Andy Reid in. He's had nothing but success there. No Super Bowls, but
they need an Andy Reid. I've been saying that for a while, like, because I love Baker and I love Pat Mahomes. I've watched both of those guys, and they're in high school. Baker needs an Andy Reid. And if he gets one, he can be like an all-pro, like stud. If Baker doesn't get his Andy Reid, he could be out of the league in 5 years.
Yeah.
Like that, he's got to have a guy. That's why Mahomes is great. And I think he would, but if Mahomes or if Jared Goff didn't have McVay, if you gave him Jason Garrett.
Yeah. Totally different career path.
Yeah. Or even if you like the Vikings, right? Give him Mike Zimmer.
Yeah.
He's a defensive guy. Like they've got to get Baker his Andy Reid.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Is Patrick Mahomes playing way over his head right now and will come back down, or you think this is his career path?
I think this is him. Now, I think defenses are going to adjust.
Yep. Yeah.
There's a lot of really bright defensive minds in that league, and they're going to adjust. But I've said it since the day – you go back to the radio show the day after the draft. When the Chiefs drafted him, I told Chiefs fans on KXNO, you guys just – absolutely struck freaking gold.
Yeah.
This guy, he's got everything.
Yeah.
Great upbringing, which you look for in a quarterback. Like, mm-hmm. he's got, I mean, it, rock solid dude, never got into trouble. Cannon, which I'm starting to believe is less of a big deal the older I get. I'd rather have it between the ears, but Patrick's got that, plus the arm.
Yep.
The decision-making, he's learned from some of the best offensive minds at every level of the game. And there's a reason that Baker transferred from Tech.
Yeah.
Because he knew he couldn't beat that guy out. Like, mm-hmm. Mahomes was so good. Everybody, yeah, it is crazy, but it's a God's honest truth.
The Chiefs are fun to watch, right?
Man, I love them. And I hate the Chiefs because I'm a Vikings fan.
Yep.
And I grew up in Southwest Iowa, where everybody's a Vikings or a Chiefs fan, basically. Yep. And so, like, if you liked one, you generally hated the other. I can't – like, the Chiefs are must-see TV for me right now.
Yeah, they are quick, very, very quick. Let's move to this week.
God, I got this – I slept wrong. Have you ever had, like
– see you breaking out the big guns there, the Advil.
I don't know if I'm getting old. Well, I know I'm getting old.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, my freaking, from my head all the way down to, like, the middle of my back, it.
You just need a new body. That's what you need.
Oh, my God.
By the way.
It hurts so bad.
Who's your mattress guy? I got a mattress guy. I'll hook you up later.
He does have a mattress.
Mattress and pillow guy. Yeah.
Well, I just got a new mattress.
It's probably not the right one.
I got it at Nebraska Furniture Mart.
That's a pretty good outlet as well.
Well, no. So what happened was,
I imagine they treated you right.
The family was, we had pictures last week. So all the family stayed at our house on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I got relegated to the couch because my sweet little niece wanted to sleep in our bed and have a slumber party with my daughter because my daughter's bed was being taken by other family members. So I got pushed to the couch, and man alive, I have not been the same man since.
Yeah, the couch is often a bad recipe. So next week, by the way, I think we got to find another day to record the fall. So next Thursday is my birthday. I turned 40.
Yeah, I know, you old son of a bitch.
And my wife apparently has the entire day planned for me, but I don't know any of it. I don't know what I'm doing.
The first I've heard of this.
So I assume that I'm not doing the podcast next Thursday.
We have okay, well, let's go through next week.
But maybe I am doing the podcast next week. I don't know.
Did you know that the first men's basketball game is next Tuesday?
Yes.
I don't think I did know that.
Yeah, women's tonight, man. And men's is next Tuesday.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
ASU's in town, right?
ASU?
Yeah. That's a heck of an opening game for Iowa State.
No, it's Alabama State.
Oh, jeez. Nick, come on, dude.
I just thought they changed their name to the Hornets. It's not the ASU.
I can't do next Friday because women's basketball is a day game.
So maybe it's a Wednesday.
Maybe we could do a Wednesday. I could do a Wednesday with you.
What should the Fockers send me for my birthday?
I don't know. This is a great question. Malort?
Some Malort shots? I would say
Hendrix, but there's been a bottle of Hendrix in the fridge here at the office for 2 years now.
I'm not a big office drinker. Occasionally.
This is a bitchin' office. If this was my office, like, I'd come here at like 8 o'clock and just have a cocktail and just chill.
We're about to go down to the new one.
When does that start?
Electrical got put in place yesterday. Flooring starting today. So by end of next week. We'll be over there. It won't be completely done. We still got a few things to do, but we'll be in there and out of here. So you're going to say goodbye to this one and hope that the new one's got a nice atmosphere for you.
Will we have another kegger for Fodcast 200?
We could do that. Ooh. Yeah.
Did you come to the Fodcast 100 party, Nick?
I did not.
You didn't eat the congrats cake
that we had? I remember the congrats cake, but...
Yeah, congrats.
I had something going on that night.
He'll make time this time. Since Nick's like actually on the podcast, he's got to make time now.
Maybe next time we don't need to actually get a keg.
Did we go through it?
I mean, I don't think we completely emptied that thing out.
It's weak.
What'd you get?
Bush Light.
Okay.
Why'd you even ask that question?
I just want to make sure because it's your office.
That was a dumb question.
If it was William's office, I wouldn't have asked a question.
It was a fun night, like, because like just random people would just wander in who were listeners because that was the point.
Yeah, it was good.
And then, like, about 10, everybody was hammered, and we ordered pizza.
Oh, that was right. I tried to get the mic out of the way. I'm sorry. All right, can we predict what's going to happen this weekend? Because I am curious what you think. The line is...
14.5.
Hate that line, by the way.
It's a terrible line. Bet it down if you guys do it.
What about the 46 on that?
46
is the over under.
Yeah,
man, you got to go over.
I would go over.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good play right there.
I would go over.
How do you bet the under? I think Kansas is going to score something. I think Iowa State, if they're rolling, scores 35.
I could see Iowa State like shutting Kansas out too.
Well, if you're seeing that, then you're -14.5 is no thing. You'd be all over that.
If I had to play the sides right now, and I swear to God, I haven't looked that much into it. I'm trying to get tonight done, and then
yeah.
I'm all football tomorrow. I would go Iowa State in the over.
Everybody says, oh.
Kansas is
so confident.
Yeah, I ain't locking this game up. Well, I don't know. If that number would get down to a touch, two touchdowns, I would really be confident in Iowa State.
I think it'd be a win's a win, but it'd be a little bit disappointing to not beat Kansas by at least 14. I think.
Dude, their defense is actually good, though. Like, it actually is.
It's good, an accurate word.
Yeah, Matt, Mark. Like, look at the numbers. Their defense, their turnover margin is the second best in the country.
Yeah, but I watched three of those turnovers against West Virginia, and they're terrible throws. You know, some of that matters, too. Will Greer pooped his pants that game.
Literally?
Yes. You can see it in his yellow
Jeremiah George
pants.
Did that once.
No, he just had a bad game, just like against Iowa State. He just had a bad game. It was. They stumbled.
I had this problem. Not a problem.
Sounds like a plug for the Iowa Clinic coming up.
Speaking of that, I've been doing this skincare thing.
Yeah, I saw that online.
Do you like it? Do I look good?
Well, you kind of look how you always look, but.
I'm starting to, like, I look a little healthier.
What are you trying to do? Get rid of some wrinkles or something?
No, so they just, like, they want me to, like, use, like, different products and stuff and so I can pitch it to men.
Yeah.
To take care of themselves better, right? And one of them is skincare. Because, like, dudes, I literally never wash my face. I didn't know that you were supposed to.
I splash water on mine.
That doesn't count.
I do that, but no, I don't do...
I didn't know you were supposed to wash your face.
There's no regimen to keep things looking this pretty.
You mean like ever or?
I never wash my face.
I mean, I would do the Old Spice.
Yeah, and like,
all the way down.
I mean, technically, what guys consider washing their face, you get in the shower, get your hair wet, so that water gets on your face.
So they gave
then
me,
you do shampoo, and that kind of runs on your face.
So they
and you say, I wash my face.
I actually needed to talk to you about this. Because they were going through all the stuff that they, like, wanted to do to me. And I'm like, no, 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 no. And the woman asked me to take my shirt off. And she noticed that I have back hair.
Yeah.
And they want to do laser removal of the back hair. And I was like, no, I'm good.
Wait, they want to do this for free?
Yeah.
Then you should do it, because that's expensive.
Well, it's not, I mean... It's not free, it's advertising.
I still need mine again. I did 6 sessions, but I paid $1,800 for it. And I still have plenty, more than my share, so I need to go back and do it again.
Well, but Mark, you and I are different cats.
Hey,
like,
if these people want someone to promote their brand, I'll come in for the laser hair removal, and I'll sing their praises.
You're a laser hair removal guy.
Yeah.
I'm not. Like, it's a weird deal for me.
Tell me the use for your back hair. What does it do for you?
Just it proves that I have testosterone.
Yeah. Do you have any on your chest?
Yeah. I love chest hair, man.
Well, yeah. So leave that.
I ain't getting rid of the chest hair.
And get rid of the useless back hair that used to be needed when we were cavemen without shirts.
Nick,
times have changed, Williams. We don't need it.
It comes in like a beard. Like, it's really splotchy.
Yeah, so is mine. And the woman was like... grossed out by my back.
The worst spot on a man, other than your trellis, which is how it climbs out of your ass, that's the trellis.
That's called the taint.
It's right. No, the taint is way different.
He's talking the back, not under the
The worst spot for a dude where most guys get it is directly underneath your shoulder blades. Like, if you reach around underneath your arm, right in there. And if you've ever been waxed before, that spot hurts like a mother.
I've never been waxed.
Yeah, it hurts, dude.
This is a good time to...
What other spots do we have hair in that we want to
Your
talk
nose.
About?
By the way, so KK, who works here, her background's in cosmetology. She used to cut hair. So one thing she does for her dad and brothers or whatever is waxing of the nose hair. Have you ever done that?
No.
So what they do, I had this done. So they take wax, warm, hot wax, and they put it around a stick, like a popsicle stick. And then you stick that up your nose. And then you like kind of press the outside of your nostril against it. And this stuff locks in place. Okay. And then you wait for 5 minutes.
Jeez.
And then she'll come back and with a lot of pressure, yank it out of your nose. And out comes all of the hair that is inside your nose. And it is a thing to behold, man. That's an interesting one. It almost makes a pop sound when it comes out. Boop. Yeah. It's not
speaking
pretty.
Of Harry, how about that Alabama at LSU game, huh?
I feel like this is a good transition to your Ryan Grove pup.
Why, he has nose hair?
No, I just feel like this is a good time to take a break, and then we move into games.
The Ames market's pretty hairy. Call Ryan.
What do we want to say about our boy Ryan?
Ryan will whack that stuff.
When are you
going
to get Ryan to come down? I thought you were going to do that.
He's waiting for basketball season.
Oh, okay.
He says he's more of a basketball guy.
He is more of a basketball guy.
Yeah. Ryan, I think it was last year we talked about this. He got his ticket number got called to go out on the court and do that bank thing
they
do.
Yeah,
he drained it.
He did well. Remember when Kirk Collins went and did that and he airballed everything?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was good.
Ryan Grove. Nick, what do you want to say about Ryan? Call Ryan if you have some housing needs up in the Ames area.
Yeah, like I said, Ryan knows what's going on. It can be hairy up there. It's a little bit different.
Real
market.
Estate can be hairy. I'm dealing with a hairy deal right now, man. Jeez. And
but that's why you hire professionals.
That's why you hire agents, man. Things fall apart. You want someone to rely on up in Ames or places north of Ames or, hell, Ryan will probably even go up to Mason City for you if you're nice.
Yeah, he will.
Well, probably.
I mean,
not,
if he needs to go up there Saturday, I'm headed that way too. So, you know.
Nick's going to be up there reffing hockey. But Ryan Grove at Hunziker, he's our boy. He will be on probably within the next month, I assume. So Ryan can speak for himself for once, but he's the guy, Ryan, at Hunziker in Ames. Give him a Google. Send him a tweet.
What did you guys talk about last week?
Thoughts and opinions.
Lots of things.
When Ross is here, things kind of go.
It goes deep.
Yeah.
It usually goes deep. We had a debate on words, the meaning of words. What else do we talk about? We had
honestly, I blacked out.
We only had two mics. We only had two mics. Oh, we obviously talked about the NBA because Jared was recording it, but didn't have a mic on. He was getting all fired up.
Jared got so fired up.
Oh, we talked about G League
stuff.
G League salaries,
shoes,
recruiting. So Jared like literally had to take the mic and say his piece. So.
He was like doing that thing where like, he starts getting antsy and he's like wanting
pacing,
to talk so badly, but like
seat.
He doesn't have anything to talk into.
Yeah. So, no, it was fine. It was fine. Ross does a good job. That was his 13th appearance, by the way.
Oh, you went back and counted?
No.
Oh, yeah, of course he did.
Our boy Adam Ketch did.
Oh, catch.
He said it's catch.
Catch?
Catch.
Not catch?
No, it's catch. So, he went back and
Fawcast historian.
He went back and re-listened to every Fawcast, Williams.
If we have 200 party,
yeah,
we'll have to get him a shirt that says Fawcast historian.
We do, but no, he went back through every episode, and charted how many times each person's been on the show.
Nice. Do you want new Fawcast t-shirts?
Yeah, we need some.
I got a guy.
Everyone's got a guy. I got a guy. Yeah, we'll work on that.
It's the same guy who made the public replica man. The professional fans.
All right, let's pick some games. What do you got, Nick?
There's a lot of good games this weekend.
There are. It's a loaded weekend.
Just run Big 12? Do you want to run a little bit of everything?
Whatever you want to do.
Whatever's tickling the taint.
I haven't done any research yet, so this will be good. This is a good start.
I've done zero as well.
Good.
Nebraska at Ohio State. Ohio State minus 17.5.
Ohio State.
72.5 for the over-under.
Over in Ohio State.
You like the over in that, huh?
You got to take Ohio State in that.
I agree.
Nebraska sucks.
Nebraska's defense is so bad. Their offense is really good, though. So, like,
well, why? No,
they shut down defense.
Break it down like this. One reason, well, they're clearly better, but one reason you take that game and the 17.5 points is style points.
Yeah.
Ohio State needs them.
And so Herb.
They got to roll.
That is true. Oklahoma State minus 7.5 at Baylor. 68.
Baylor.
I would take Baylor. Oklahoma State high off of their win over. You got to go to sleepy.
Well, Oklahoma State, who the hell are they?
And
look
you
what
go
they
to,
did at K-State.
You got to go to sleepy Waco. Waco got – Baylor got killed in their last game. They've had a week off.
That's Baylor.
Do you think a lot of the Big 12, though, is who the hell are they? Like, Oklahoma State's been up and down. Kansas State,
other than Iowa State
Iowa
and Oklahoma,
State,
I think.
Exactly. Baylor's kind of – they've shown some signs of life, and then they just kind of go and poop the bed as well.
So, yep.
Iowa at Purdue. Purdue minus 2.5.
You know my thoughts on this. I'm going Purdue. I think Williams will disagree with me on this one, but I'm going Purdue.
Yeah, I'd probably take Iowa.
I don't see it.
I'd probably take Iowa.
Purdue's a capable team.
No, they are.
You don't luck into what you did against Ohio State. They're at home. They want the win.
You talk about Iowa was within that, you know, that game at Penn State, but they also had a couple breaks with the safeties and all that kind of stuff too, you know. So I think you still don't know maybe what Iowa really is at this point.
Yeah. It's a home field advantage game, and I'm taking Purdue.
So you're taking Texas minus 2 hosting West Virginia?
Texas needs the win. I'll take Texas.
I just think Texas is better than them.
Yeah.
Two? Yeah. at that. Yeah, no problem.
And Iowa State needs Texas to win, or does that one matter?
I don't think that's relevant if Iowa State beats Texas.
We need both of those teams to lose, but actually it'd probably be better for us.
If West Virginia loses and then Iowa State beats Texas, like they're going to do.
Yeah.
All right. On their trip to the playoffs next year.
But does it? But does any of that matter, Williams, if we win out?
Man, so I was going to actually do this tonight and do a column on, like, scenarios.
Why would it matter? We'd have the tiebreaker against both.
Well, because we have two losses.
Yeah. And right now West Virginia has the one.
Yeah.
So we just need conference comes after overall record?
We need no. Conference record means more. We just need West Virginia to lose one more game and us to win out.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Because if we both have two losses, then we would have the tiebreaker.
Yeah.
But West Virginia currently only has one loss. So at some point, we need them to lose a game.
And Texas just lost Okie State. Yep.
Yes. Correct.
Okay. Yep.
K-State at TCU, -8. For TCU, 45.5.
Wait, so who's minus eight?
TCU is minus eight.
Who are they playing?
Hosting K-State.
God, what an ugly game.
Jesus.
Those are two teams you have no idea what you're going to get.
I want the under. What's the line?
45.5.
I'm going to take
pretty low number.
I'd take K-State, and I feel really dumb based on what they just did at Oklahoma. But TCU's trash, dude. They're bad.
But they have a really good defense, but their offense is a total mess.
I'd agree with Williams as well, taking the under.
I wouldn't play a side. I would take I'd play the under off the top of my head.
Like Penn State at Michigan? Michigan -10.5?
That's a lot of points.
Yep.
I would take the points.
Michigan -10.5. I
don't want to lay 10.5 in that game.
Yeah, I don't either. Penn State.
Oklahoma -13 at Texas Tech. 77 is the number on that game. That's a pretty high number there.
Very high. I would take the over, though. In that.
77, and that's almost 11 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think they can get there. That game could easily have 8 touchdowns at halftime, dude.
If that line was 14, 14.5, I would be like, take the points. Cause I think Tech's better than we all had envisioned.
Yeah, it's just
they play good defense. Well,
maybe wait till tomorrow when the line jumps 3 points, and then you know everyone can get all over you about having the wrong numbers on your picks. You know,
exactly.
Love it when that happens.
Assholes.
Bama at LSU. Bama is -14.5. Number on that one is 54.
Most interesting game of the week there, I think. And I'd be all over the over.
Yeah, I would take the over. That's the round
that one.
I would go.
I mean,
even
Bama
with both teams averaging only 15 points against.
Yeah, but. Bama is I'd be very surprised if Bama doesn't find a way to score in the 40s in that game, just based on how good they've looked. So, but even if they score in the 30s, I still like the over because LSU I don't think is going to get destroyed.
Bama's defense really isn't that great either, numbers-wise.
No, they're not. Like they haven't played anybody, but they've given a fair amount of points on a lot of those games, too.
What you like, too, is a team that has a lot of quick scores, and Bama's had a lot of those, too, when you're doing an over. Yeah, quick scores. Give me the over.
All right. Only the one that stuck out here was Georgia at Kentucky, which really wouldn't be much of a game, but Kentucky apparently is
top 10.
An awesome team this year. So Georgia -8.5 after a decent win against Florida.
I would take Georgia.
Where's the game at?
It's at Kentucky.
Doesn't Georgia seem like a team like one of those Ohio State teams in the past where they get a loss, but then they just keep getting better and building off of it?
Yeah,
you kind of forget about them, but then all of a sudden they're there at the end.
Kentucky is that word I like, feisty when it comes to a team.
They should have lost last week.
I would
Missouri.
Take Kentucky. Kentucky +8.5 at home. It's a home field game.
Home. I like home dogs.
I do too, especially more than a touchdown. Yeah. So.
But I would go Georgia.
Chris and I disagree.
I'd go with Georgia.
This screams like Georgia's back and Kentucky's not what we thought they were type game.
Yeah.
On Monday, I don't know.
What are your thoughts on this, Williams? Obviously, a lot of people, not just Iowa fans or Iowa State fans, were perplexed. I was not by the fact that Iowa State is now a top 25 team in the only poll that matters. The scuttlebutt out there was they're 4-3. And I posted on our Twitter.
Yeah, no, I saw that.
I posted on our Twitter.
I retweeted you.
Number one strength of schedule.
That's great, yeah.
What was your take on us being 24th?
I I think that it's totally deserving. That's what the playoff committee is supposed to be doing. You know, like it's supposed to find the best 25 teams now.
Yeah.
Where and they have one job. It's to do that. AP writers telling you guys, a lot of them, if not the majority of them, are lazy when it comes to their poll. The coaches don't watch any games other than the ones that they're playing in. It's the best way to do it. You find all the metrics. It's absolutely deserving.
Yeah.
If you look at who they've beaten, how they've done it, the fact that they're undefeated since switching a quarterback, right? Their losses are to good teams. It's not like they're to the TCU game, but it was a totally different team back then. No, I think it's fine, and they'll totally deserving. That's what the playoff committee is supposed to do. You know, it's supposed to level out the BS that the other polls can't necessarily give you.
But were you surprised?
Yeah, I was. I mean, I'm so surprised in the fact that I was with my kid trick-or-treating, and I didn't even think that Iowa State could be ranked, and I saw that they were, and I had to get Stansberry on it because I was like, I didn't even plan for it. Normally, something like that I'd plan for to like have somebody covering it, and I didn't even think of it.
Do you believe this statement, and I think you do, that a close loss to a good team is as valuable or possibly more valuable than a win against a bad team?
Probably to some extent, yeah.
Because a lot of people would say the argument is they just look at the number, the record.
Yeah.
See, this team has more wins, therefore this team is better. I don't buy that for a second.
That's my problem with, like, the polls and stuff. It's hard. Like, I'm telling you, like, it is hard to watch that many games.
Impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I just gave you guys a breakdown of Kentucky-Georgia. It's total bullshit. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I don't watch those teams.
Yeah.
But, like, the people who do the homework, like, it is rare for somebody to do that much of the homework.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So most people are just looking at the 4-3, and they, that's the problem. It's just – so, you know, that we all joke about the whole locks thing and how hot I am and stuff. There's a, notice I'm picking the same, like, 6-7 teams every week.
Yeah.
It's because you start to get to know them, and you have to be able to do that homework. And unfortunately, most dudes out in the media don't.
Yeah.
You know, they just not. No, I'm not saying people aren't entertaining or whatever. It's just it's so easy to spot the BSers anymore, for me at least, because there's a lot of them out there.
What, you 3-1 last week?
3-1 last week, yeah.
Oh, you've been doing well for your locks this year? I hadn't heard. Tell me more.
This is the week I implode.
It's so crazy.
I think everyone is waiting for it.
Bloom says to me last week, we're watching games on Friday night. He goes, I'm just going to start picking against you every week.
At some point.
Yeah, at his own peril. That's what he's going to do. You got the hot hand. You got to ride the hot hand, man. Do you have anything yet? You want to give any Fockers a sneak peek of a lock?
I was looking hard at Baylor.
Yeah.
But I'm not there yet.
It's not lock worthy.
Not yet.
I got a feeling that game will be one of those that's nowhere near the line. Like, it's 7.5. Like, it'll be, like, either Baylor wins by, like, 14 or they lose by, like, 28.
Yeah, I looked at Baylor. I looked at Iowa State. I looked at Ohio State so far. But I'm not lock worthy on any of those.
I'm loving Baylor, the more I think about that in that game.
The Notre Dame-Northwestern line was interesting.
Yeah.
With Northwestern being a home dog to Notre Dame.
What was that one?
Like, it was double digits.
Notre Dame's a good team, man. I had Navy picked to cover against them. Got lucky probably that happened, but excuse me.
Yeah.
Right. Hello.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Can I say one thing quickly?
Yeah, absolutely.
Since I wasn't on last week.
I got frazzled because that lady came in.
I think it's really cool that what you guys did during the bye week for football with all the farmers and having them
send
those
cool
pictures. That was really cool and retweeting all that stuff. So just a shout out to
Cyclone Combine,
Fanatic.
Combine shots.
The Cyclone Fanatic for doing that and all the farmers out there that are helping feed us and provide for us.
It's cool. That's my favorite thing. Like it's crazy how often, even unprompted, when I don't ask people to do it, like a dude will send me a shot like in a combine or tractor.
I think it's so cool.
Listening to the podcast or whatever.
You should do that again, but next time, say, if you're laying out by the pool and you're a lady, go ahead and send us a shot. Show us your view.
I don't know. Like, I get a little defensive over the whole, like, farmer stuff like for them because of where I'm from and everything, and half my friends do that for a living. But like the whole deal, like no, farmers really are in the fields on game day.
So yeah.
Like they really would like to be at Jack Trice Stadium but can't.
Yeah.
And like I hear people like make fun of that, like saying Iowa State fansies is an excuse in the past and stuff like that.
For the attendance?
Yeah, and I'm like, no, it's real.
Well, all you got to do is take a drive in the country.
Yeah, it's real.
You can see it.
Not all of them, but the overwhelming majority of farmers are Iowa State grads. Or
this time of year.
Because it's an ag school. Like, yeah. I mean, it's just – I try and hammer that home.
So I did – I worked with a home remodeling company this year. Learned a little bit about homes. Kind of, I think, make me more of a well-rounded agent. But
yeah.
I really want to help somebody through, like, the harvest. So I'm thinking, like, maybe next fall. Kind of throwing that out there, and if anyone wants some cheap labor or whatever.
Oh, you want to go out and like work?
Yeah, I want to go work. I want to get my hands dirty.
I
want to get some boots on. You know that whole thing. Like,
and boots.
It's not just for show. Like, I want to go out there and do some manual labor out on a farm somewhere. I think it'd be awesome.
I've got guys.
Let me know. I'm serious.
Family members.
Yeah.
I got my quarter of a cow last week from one.
It's only a matter of time before Nick's on farmersonly.com at this rate.
You don't have to be lonely.
Do you know any farmers that are on that, by the way?
No, I don't.
There's got to be some on there, right?
Would you admit that you're on there if you're a farmer?
I'm constantly amazed at how much money that site has
to spend
in advertising. Because it's not – they're national ads. You can tell which ones are local and which ones are national.
Yeah.
And they're on in, like, prime spots.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Live sporting events, prime time on Saturday, the Farmers Only ads will come on. It's insane the amount of money that those people spend on marketing.
You should start your own version, journalistonly.com. Let's see how that catches on.
A bunch of poor people.
See how many women are into these schleppy guys that never dress up and just are comfortable making $20,000 a year.
It looks like it's $22 a month to be on farmersonly.com.
It's how much?
$22 a month.
That's pretty sizable. It's not sizable for love.
Are you on farmersonly.com?
I Googled farmersonly cost. I'm not going to sign up or
that's,
anything
that's pretty
like that.
Pricey, isn't it?
It's more than a gym membership in a lot of places.
I don't know how much.
Well, if you're a farmer, you don't need a gym membership. You get that farm strength.
Yeah, you're country strong, that's for sure. Well, if any of you are out there listening and you are farmers and you are on farmersonly.com and it's working for you, tweet at us because we want to know. I want to know if anyone's actually buying the ads.
The ads have gotten stupider over the years.
Sometimes stupid works, dude.
Yeah.
It's all that jingle.
Oh, yeah.
That jingle just pops in, and it's like Baby Shark.
The one that lost me was when, like, the dogs were talking or whatever. You know what I mean?
For farmers?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, they're
– the guy kills, but out in the field all day.
Yeah, the guy was, like, sitting at his truck, and, like, his
yeah.
– and I don't know. He went to go take a leak or something. And, like, the dogs started talking about how they need to find somebody for their owner. Yeah. And the dogs basically, like, asked this hot, like, farmer chick out.
She said yes to the dogs?
Yeah, and then they got married, and the dogs were, like, high-five each other.
How did I miss this? Speaking of missed commercials, by the way, do you remember – this was only a few years ago. Do you remember the old Quiznos Subs commercial?
Quiznos Subs!
They've got a pepper bar! Those were great. Nick had never heard of those before.
Oh, those are great Quiznos Subs!
I'm like, how did you not know that, man?
Is Quiznos still around?
It used to be right next door.
I loved Quiznos, man.
Quiznos chicken carbonara sandwich is money. They do still have some in the central Iowa area, but none in Ankeny.
They do have Quiznos.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it didn't go bankrupt or anything.
No, I think the local franchisee had some problems.
New Quiznos sauce!
I have this ability to black out.
They've got a pepper bar. I don't even have to fake the voice. I've just got the voice today.
I just blocked that from my memory. I'm sure that's what happened.
It's freaking great. Love it. All right. We should end on that. I think it's quality.
New Quiznos subs! Speaking of that, I got a hankering for some Quiznos.
Yeah, that does sound good.
All right. Good pod today, fellas. Have a good weekend, everybody. Remember to join us tomorrow night at Whiskey River for the Hoops Party and Saturday at Buzzard Billy's for a game watch.
Kids are welcome, right?
Yes.
Yes.
At all locations.
Fantastic.